This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. The New England Patriots are one win away from their 10th Super Bowl appearance. But first, they have a matchup with the Jacksonville Jaguars Sunday afternoon, and a matchup that is causing consternation for some fans. That's because of questions about some sort of injury to quarterback Tom Brady's throwing hand. For an injury update and a preview of the game, we're joined by ESPN.com's Mike Reese at Gillette Stadium. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jack.
So, Mike, Patriots are not saying much about whatever's going on. Here's Coach Bill Belichick responding to a question about Brady's health today.
Yeah, we're going to get ready for Jacksonville, do the best that we can, make the best decisions we can for the team to do that. So that's what we're going to do.
And Tom Brady did nothing to allay concerns either and also offered no insight.
You confident you'll be at the top of your game on Sunday, physically capable?
We'll see.
I said we'll see a few times there, Mike. How concerned do you think fans should be?
Well, I'll tell you what I know, Jack, and it starts with this. On Wednesday, there was some initial concern when the injury happened. It was described to me by someone at practice as a minor collision. And then as time unfolded and Brady underwent tests, and those tests were favorable in terms of not revealing anything too significant. Now, we don't know exactly what the injury is, but what I've been told is that it shouldn't affect him more than slightly in Sunday's game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So he is dealing with something that could affect him slightly, but he feels like he can manage the situation and be effective in his job.
Mike, we've seen him wearing these red gloves that he usually does not wear on his throwing hand, including during today's press conference. What's up with that?
Well, you know, it's a good question. It's very much out of the norm for him to wear those, and it leads to a lot of speculation. I prefer to just focus on what we know for sure, but one could deduce that he's wearing those gloves because he doesn't want people to look at his hand.
So let's talk about the backup quarterback, Brian Hoyer. Tom Brady's drive to be on the field is well known, but can the Patriots win with Hoyer, or are they better off with a potentially less than 100% Tom Brady?
Well, I think you always want Tom Brady on the field, even if he's less than 100%. The thing that you'll want to watch for Sunday is just how accurate he is with his throws, because accuracy is one of his hallmarks. That being said, the way Brady operates, not just throwing the ball, it's getting the team into the right play, reading the defense, knowing what's coming, the mental side of the game, really Tom Brady is incomparable in that aspect of the game, so the Patriots would still benefit from having him on the field, even if he's not 100%.
Okay, so let's talk about the game on Sunday. The Jaguars have 10 wins in the regular season, possibly the best defense in the league, certainly when it comes to passing. How difficult an opponent are they?
Well, they're a difficult opponent for the Patriots, specifically for their offensive line, the players that protect Brady, and their defensive line, the big guys up front, create a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks. So it's going to be critical for the Patriots to keep Tom Brady upright. Now, it would always be critical, but it takes on even more importance given the dynamics of what Brady is dealing with in this game.
Other keys to the game on Sunday?
Well, I would say for the Patriots defensively, stop the running game. Leonard Fournette, the rookie running back for the Jaguars, number 4 overall pick in the draft, one of the better young players in the league. If they can stop him and put the game in the hands of quarterback Blake Bortles, that'll give them their best chance to win.
All right. That's ESPN.com's Mike Reese, who will be back on Monday for a look at how the AFC Championship turned out. Mike, thanks.
Thanks for having me, Jack.